The advice from public health experts today is the same as it's been all year. To slow the spread of the coronavirus, wear masks, wash your hands, physically distance from anyone from outside your household as much as you can. The surge in COVID-19 cases in Wisconsin makes this all more important than ever, but many households are now back in school and in the office and considering in-person gatherings for Thanksgiving and beyond. Ajay Sethi is an epidemiologist and associate professor in the Department of Population Health Sciences at UW-Madison. He joins me now to talk about what it takes to minimize our risk of catching or spreading the virus at this moment. So, hand washing and masks and social distancing are all still effective. For those who are going to physical workplaces now, the kids are in classrooms, is there anything else they should do, say, when they get home at the end of the day? Or is it just about sticking to these basic precautions?
Yeah. So for one thing, it's really important to just really minimize the amount of times that you leave the home. No doubt with kids in school, a lot of people work in industries that provide essential services, and so they can't work from home. Apart from those, trying not to take, you know, sort of unnecessary trips outside the home is really important, because every opportunity where you're exposed to somebody outside your household is another opportunity where you may become infected. So really not doing any of those non-essential trips is really vital.
When the pandemic first spread here, spring was getting underway, the weather was getting warmer. Now the weather's getting colder. There are going to be fewer people getting together for those socially distanced walks or bike rides or backyard cookouts. Is this a time where if you and your friends aren't up for socially distanced snowshoeing, if in-person gatherings inside a house are too dangerous, is it a time to say, well, I guess I'll see everybody in the spring?
It is a challenge. It's easy to say everybody should stay at home, but we are, you know, social creatures. We need some interaction with others, especially if you have a small household or maybe you live alone. The isolation can be very difficult and daunting. There are other ways to socialize, certainly. Pick up the phone, you know, give somebody a call. Not everything has to be a video conference, of course, but that also helps just to be able to see somebody visually on a screen if you're able to do that. I've heard from friends that they're, you know, making a commitment during the holidays to write a letter to everybody in their address book, just as a way to feel that connection. And who doesn't like receiving a letter from a friend? Finding more creative ways to be social is really important, because it's also very important that we stay at home and not be in physical contact or near anybody who lives in a different household.
Where's the line between being creative and doing something risky? Where I live, school is all remote and kids see each other online. They understandably want to make friends and maybe have a masked play date. Is this also just a time to emphasize that there are these other virtual remote ways of connecting rather than getting together in person?
Yeah. And also just maybe minimizing the circle of friends, you know, when it's completely unavoidable. Kids, you know, do need their social interaction. It may be hard for them to understand why it's important to be isolated. And so we certainly hear of families who form these pods. It's not safe, but it's safer than not doing these deliberate things to try to minimize your risk. And so the fewer people, the better. We sometimes think very binary, that something's either good or bad. But the reality is we can reduce our risks on sort of a continuum, and just trying to do the best we can is also very important.
We've seen the surveys that many people are planning to go ahead with Thanksgiving dinner the usual way in person. And public health experts have already said that likely puts people at risk. What can we say to those people who might think it just wouldn't be Thanksgiving without seeing my loved ones this year?
Well, you know, the best option, of course, is to avoid any of that contact. You know, if somebody were to catch COVID, this virus, over Thanksgiving, and they're at high risk for severe disease, they may not see the new year. And that's something that we just have to remind ourselves, that if you're a person of high risk, it's really important that you don't put yourself at risk for catching this virus. Living during these times, you know, is very challenging. We talk about COVID on a daily basis. We hear these messages, and it can be very sort of daunting, just thinking about the uncertainty of the future. This is where I think every now and then it's important to be mindful of people who may be worse off than us. And I think the holidays coming up is that time to show that kind of gratitude. You know, if you have your health, you're lucky. There are a lot of people who have succumbed to this virus, families who aren't able to, you know, share the holidays with those people who have died already in Wisconsin and across the country. For me personally, I try to remember people who are affected. As an epidemiologist, you know, I may be sort of stereotyped as following numbers too much, but I'm a human being too, just like anybody else. And it's important that all of us sort of put a face to COVID to understand why taking these precautions is so important.
Most of what you've described here, we could have talked about in the same way when this all started. Is it frustrating to have to repeat guidance about masks and hand washing and then still see the state go from a relatively flat curve of cases to what one state official called a nightmare scenario?
I'll say that I can't label all of my feelings with just one word. I mean, I have a wide range of emotions. And certainly there are days where I feel frustrated in looking at, you know, the surge in cases when we break 7,000 daily cases twice in a few days and are seeing well over, you know, 50, 60 deaths on a daily basis. Those are times when I'm, you know, just saddened and also frustrated that we're not turning this around. On the other hand, you know, when I leave the house and I see a lot of people wearing masks in the community, I mean, I'm heartened. I feel like there are a lot of people who are taking the right precautions. I also can recall when we had the first safer at home order, there were people who were staying at home before the order was put in place. The pandemic was new. A lot of people were concerned. And it showed that as a state, we really were able to reduce the spread of COVID. Unfortunately, we prematurely sort of let up on our taking of precautions. Now we kind of have to go back to that original mindset. And I'm optimistic we can because we have done it before.
Ajay Sethi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brady. I appreciate the invitation.